Thanks for listening to the Streams Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. We are a community that strives to know Jesus and to make Him known. If you like our podcast, subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. I sincerely hope you enjoy this week's content.
Hello, Streams Church. I'm Pastor John. I've been helping out with the online outreach here at Streams, and I'm really excited to be bringing the message today. We're trying to keep this a little viewer friendly, so I'm just going to jump right in. I've been in youth ministry for about 8 years, and God has thrust me into this new role as COVID-19 came around, and it got me thinking a lot about God's goodness and His love, His healing, and just hearing from Him. And whether it's in the Word or prayer or online or through others, the bottom line is, what I've been pondering is how He answers prayers and if He does. Have you ever prayed and not seen the desired result? How about praying and feeling as if it was a pointless venture? Or like praying for the same thing over and over and over again and getting the same thing every single time, which is nothing. How about when you come to church and you have this really great time and you feel so uplifted and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna follow after God and nothing's gonna stop me. And you walk out of church and you're like, yeah, everything's so good. And you drive home and you hang out with your family and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm back to life. And then Monday comes around and you're like, oh, yeah, I don't like this job. I don't like where I'm at. I don't like the things I have to deal with. Where is God? Where is He? What's He doing? Am I doing something wrong? And you go through the whole week getting beaten down, beaten down, beaten down. You get to Sunday again. You're like, oh, good, Sunday. I have to plug back in. And then Monday comes around one more time. And before you get to this place where you think, oh, He's going to tell me to spend time with God every single day and stuff like that, don't get ahead of me. You don't know where I'm going yet. There's a couple of things I want to go through before I get to the prayer aspect of this, and they're foundational. And I want to lay them down right here before I move forward. The first thing is that God is good and He wants you well. Exodus 34:6 says, the Lord God is merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth. Good and upright is the Lord. Psalm 25:8, the Lord is good to all and His tender mercies are over all His works. Psalms 145:9, His good works are you, by the way. Amen. And we all know the saying, God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good, right? And by itself, this seems super foundational. We all know this, but as simple as that is, like God is good, we all know it. Christians are really weird about words sometimes. If I described other things as good the way Christians describe God's goodness, you'd think I was crazy. Like if I was eating a burger and I was like, this burger's so good. But like in a long-suffering, mysterious kind of way, you know? Like I haven't seen what this burger's done to my belly yet. But once I see the whole plan through, I think it'll be good. When it comes to God, we treat the word good like it's this cosmic and mysterious thing. But it's weird because we don't see God as mysterious all the time and all the time God is mysterious. So why do we treat His goodness that way? It's because odds are somewhere along the way you prayed and you came to God and you sought out His goodness and something in your life didn't work out the way you thought it would. Somewhere along the way you came to this altar and you prayed and didn't see it. And you know God is good, but we sometimes can't reconcile what we've experienced with what we know, which is to say we often let our experiences determine the Bible's meaning instead of taking the Bible as its word. And then when we don't get results quick enough, we chop it up to the idea that God must want something less than good in our lives or that good must mean something else. But the problem is goodness isn't like a feature of God. God is good. He is goodness. So where does this leave us at? What do I do when praying doesn't seem to be enough? Why can't I hear what He's saying? I can't seem to see what God is doing. I don't get it. I haven't grasped it. Today, I want to give you some really basic understandings as quickly as I can on prayer. But before we can even get to that, the first thing we need to grasp is that God is your Father. Which of one of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Matthew 7:11-12. There are so many times that we come to the altar and we're praying and we're begging God as if he just won't listen. Lord, please hear me. Lord, I beg you. Lord, I'm coming to you. We bargain with him. Lord, please, if you would just listen to me, if I will do whatever it takes. I'll do this thing. I'll trade this thing. I'll stop doing this. All I need is this. And we pretend like he's not, like we just hope that he would hear us. And it's really funny because I have never talked to my dad that way. I've never been like, Lord of the couch, master of the remote control, I beseech thee, please give me sustenance that I might survive just one more day. No, I don't do that. Because a loving father doesn't make their children beg for their needs. But we approach God with timidity and almost sorrow, as if we're only hoping he'll hear us. But God is always listening, and God always hears us, and God always meets our needs. The Bible doesn't say beg. In fact, quite the opposite. It says to enter the throne room boldly. Though a lot of people's experiences tells them if they beg, maybe God will receive it. Maybe they'll be able to hear, and likely because they just haven't gotten it before. But streams, how many times have you come to this altar for prayer and have God show up and do something miraculous? Stream Church, how many times have you come to this altar to pray God and beg, and maybe you've even been in a crisis and received some kind of miraculous wonder, and then come to the conclusion, okay, God did that, and I guess next time I'll just kind of cruise, and when something else happens again, I'll get back into this thing where I'll beg again. And you find yourself in this rut, once again, in need of a miracle. The cool thing about God is he's always going to bail you out. He's always going to show you mercy. But the problem with living like this is you need to know something about miracles. They only happen in crisis. Which means if you always need a miracle, you're always in crisis. And Jesus said we'd have that abundant life. We're not supposed to live miracle to miracle, but blessing to blessing. And the difference is a miracle fixes the crisis in your life, but a blessing adds value to your life and others continuously. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-17 says, always be joyful and never stop praying. You need to understand that prayer is not the act of begging or pleading or bargaining. That's why it opens up with always be joyful. This is here not on accident, but with purpose. And prayer is spending time with God. It is commanding angels. It is speaking faith into reality. And when it says never stop praying, it actually doesn't mean keep praying the same prayer. It means you prayed about this, now pray about the next thing, and then pray about something else. You don't have to be in your warm room to pray. You don't have to be in your closet to pray. Your body is the temple of God. It goes with you everywhere you are. You can talk to God anywhere. No eyes closed or heads bowed. One thing you have to understand before we move forward is Jesus has more for you than your present circumstance. Problem is, we're still stuck praying for that first issue. Did you know a prayer of faith is not continuing to pray for the same thing, but standing in faith, knowing that you've already told God what you want. Because when you come to Jesus, you come with a clarity that he is both a good God and a loving father who will not withhold your needs. I do not pray with only hope, but conviction. Even your words speak to God's goodness more than your experience. It's not God, please God, I pray that you take care of this situation. I beg you, God, to fix this. It's, I believe you have already taken care of this. I am praying and standing in faith that I have been delivered. 1 Corinthians 16:13-14 says, be on guard, stand firm in the faith. Standing firm in your faith means standing on the promises beyond your feelings and your experience. It means I will state this and know that you are God. And I will wait on the Lord. But while I wait, my life doesn't stop. My prayer life isn't on hold. It's when you stop coming to Jesus and stop getting lifted up by God, and when you stop pursuing what he has, that blessings begin to fade and crisis comes back and you find yourself once again in need of a miracle. And for clarity's sake, it's important to note, if you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you're saved. No matter what, period. But having salvation is not the same thing as living the abundant, blessed life that God has for you. The biggest mistake we often make when following Jesus is the simplicity of what we have to do to access that life. It is continuing to remind ourselves who God is and always returning to Jesus. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. But maybe I messed up and now God is punishing me. No, God's grace is sufficient. Well, maybe I just need to try harder and shake these chains of sin off of me. Jesus died for those sins. It is by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Maybe God's trying to teach me a lesson with this sickness and evil. There is no evil in God. There is no darkness in him. So maybe, just maybe, the simplicity of God is that he is good. And when you pray, he answers. So you don't have to beg, but you can stand in faith. Seek the kingdom of God and all these things will be added. When you pray to a father who loves you. You stand in truth. You never stop praying. And you always keep seeking. The problem that's right in front of you has already been conquered by Jesus. You just have to step through it because you haven't seen it yet. Philippians 1:6 says, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Streams Church, our challenge is not just to know God, but to act like it. Our challenge is to pray like God is good, to move like God is good. For he did not give us a spirit of timidity, but of power, love, and self-control so that we can do his mighty works. And each one of you is capable. It doesn't matter how young, how old, how sick, whatever situation you're in, you are not a victim. You are royal priests and sons of the and daughters of the Creator of the most of the entire universe. And he has given you dominion of the earth and the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of you. That is the power of God that lives within you. So when I look out, when I see these Christians, I don't just see a Christian. I don't just see a gathering. I don't just see a group of people meeting together on a Sunday. I see Jesus inside each and every person. Ready to pray, stop the enemy in their tracks, be filled with the Spirit, go out and change the lives of people around them. And in doing so, have their lives changed because God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Let me pray for you. Lord, thank you so much for this time that we have together. I pray that for those of you listening to this, that your hearts are moved, that God has that there's just enough nudge to get you to move into that next step. Lord, we pray that if there's anyone out there who needs prayer, that they reach out to us. Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit just flies into every single person's house that is watching this right now and just flips the switch, just does whatever it takes to get them to start moving forward and chasing after you. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. If you want to know more about our church, you can go to our website, streamschurch.org. Also, follow us on Instagram and like us on Facebook. We would love to connect with you. Again, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, have a great week.